Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And a big weekend of sport. Darren Frahill is here. It's congratulations to Shamrock Rovers. They've done the double.
Absolutely, Audrey. Good morning. Shamrock Rovers beating Cork City 2-0 to win that cup and secure a first league and cup double since 1987. The man of the moment, Rory Gaffney, he scored both goals. City actually played really, really well in the first half.
They did. Some good chances there. Some about three good chances in the first half.
They did. And Justin, you were there?
I was there,
shouting
yeah.
on the Rebels.
Yeah, I was. I was there to support my hometown, but it wasn't their day. But
well, what was your view on the sending off? It was a game changer, wasn't it?
I don't think you could have any complaints about the sending off. Yeah. It was high, it was late, and it was a bit reckless.
It didn't look great. That was Harry Nevin just before the break, and timing is everything in sport.
Well, you saw even the reaction of the Cork City players. Nobody was objecting to it, I think. But it was unfortunate for the rest of the game.
Absolutely. A bit of a downer for City, literally relegated as well. Mm. Danny Grant, Shamrock Rovers, he's been telling Adrian Eames that he feels that moment, the sending off, was the big turning point.
Yeah, 100%. It was touch and go before that. I think it was a tight game. I think they made it really difficult for us, and then the red card. I haven't seen it back. Whether he was out of control or not, I'm not too sure. You can't really say that now until you see a replay. But yeah, definitely changed the game a little bit. Not sure whether it was the right call or not. But yeah, we took advantage of it then in the second half, and we rammed the advantage home. Yeah.
And to win a double, I know you're new to Shamrock Rovers, but obviously everybody talks about the team of the 80s, three doubles in a row. And this team, they've been around for the last few years, five league titles in 6 years, the cup in 2019. But to win a double, you know, that's the hallmark of great sides.
Yeah, it's history. You can win a league, but and that's amazing. It's a tough thing to do. It's a harder thing to do than the cup, obviously. But to do both of them together is something that leaves a legacy behind. As you obviously mentioned, that 80s team, it's... The club, whatever club you win it at, will remember that team for a long, long time. So hopefully we go down with them greats and as one of the best teams to ever play in the League of Ireland. Yeah.
Yeah, more from the big game a little bit later on. In the Premier League, Manchester City got the better of Liverpool 3-0. Still very early days in the Premier League, but a fifth loss for the champions, and they're now 8 points off the leaders, Arsenal. And this one had a big talking point as well. Virgil van Dijk thought he'd equalised, but the assistant referee then decided to raise his flag, and a check by VAR determined that Andy Robertson interfered with play from an offside position. It was disallowed. I have to say, the flag was very, very late in going up there on that decision. Manager Arnie Slot feels the goal should have stood.
Yeah, it's difficult for me to give my view about it. I think it's obvious and clear that the wrong decision has been made, at least in my opinion, because he didn't interfere at all with what the goalkeeper could do. I immediately after the game, someone showed me the goal that what the same referee allowed City against Wolves last season, Wolves against City last season. So it took the linesman 13 seconds to raise his flag to say it's offside. So there was clearly communication. So, but as I said, that could have influenced the game in a positive way for us, because in the first half we were so poor. But yeah, a set piece can make a difference. And now we conceded the 2-0 from a set piece. And then that was maybe a fair reflection of the first half, by the way, us being 2-0 down.
Yeah, that's Arnie Slot. Aston Villa 4-0 winners against Bournemouth. Brentford 3-1 win against Newcastle. Nottingham Forest enjoyed a 3-1 victory over Leeds. Crystal Palace and Brighton played out a scoreless draw. Johnny Kenny scored again for Celtic as they beat Kilmarnock 4-0 in Scotland. So they're now 7 points behind the leaders Hearts, who drew with Dundee United. In Gaelic games in the AIB Club Championships, Ballyhale's win against Kilcormac Killahy overshadowed by some unsavoury scenes at the final whistle. The Gardaí has charged a man following a public order incident. Henry Shefflin is the Ballyhale manager.
Not very happy with the unsavoury scenes we saw at the end, unfortunately. That's what everyone is going to be talking about, no doubt. So that's very disappointing that a club like Ballyhale were involved in that. I'm sure Kilcormac would feel the exact same way. So no place for it in the game, and I'm just very disappointed with that. But back to the match, I suppose that's what we're here to talk about. You know, first half, okay, and I probably half expected that, you know, after the county final. But I thought second half they played very well, and 15 points to 8 in the second half was a reflection on how we performed.
Naas, Clark Ballycollig and St Martins also through to the semi-final. St Martins from Wexford beating the reigning champions Nafina. Scotstown and Newbridge reached the Ulster football semi-finals. Mike Quillen reached the Connacht semi-final and Aeroge qualified for the last four in Munster. Some history in Limerick as Mungret St Paul's beat Newcastle West to win their very first county title there. Kilcurran Clonburn won the Connacht ladies football title and Kilmacud Croke secured the Leinster crown again. Aaron Rye beat Tommy Fleetwood in a playoff to win the Abu Dhabi Championship. Shane Lowry was in a share for 12th place. Rory McIlroy just coming up short, tied for 3rd. Lando Norris won the San Paolo Grand Prix. And finally, well done to Katrina Jennings, setting a new world record for the 100 mile distance, clocking a time of 12 hours, 37 minutes and 4 seconds at the Tunnel Hill 100 mile in Illinois. I know she's going to be joining you guys a little bit later on.
She will. We're looking forward to talking to her. That was a phenomenal race, really fast paced. So looking forward to hearing how she did it.
I wonder what sort of shape she's in after it. Is she up fit enough to talk to you, Justin?
Yeah. Well, hopefully she will. She'll hold up for another couple of hours before she gets to bed. But yeah, well done to her, and we'll hear from her later. Darren, thank you very much. It's 7:43.